Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is May 1st, May Day, 2017, and this is Nancy, and I'm your host for the next hour to an hour and a half. I am currently waiting for a call to come in from Charlotte Kosa, K-O-S-A, and if she doesn't show up, I'm expecting her any minute. What we'll do is we'll just talk about other things, and I'm kind of wondering if that's her. Let's see here. Nope. So I have an interesting schedule coming up. Maybe next week, getting the people lined up now, is Heather Woodward, and she has written some books on California, the Arizona coast. And in some ways, we don't always know who's in our backyard. Is there spirits living next door? Not necessarily so. But at the same time, it is interesting that people have an ability to organize and research and find those interesting ghosts that's in your backyard. And this is what she has done in Arizona. The week after, we're going to be having a gal from the East Coast, and she had a near-death experience. And in that experience, she was visited by angels, and she was told to come back and paint angels. And I'll be receiving one in the mail, taking pictures, and put up on the screen. So in some ways, if we just hold on to it all, it would be very interesting if we could remember our dreams, let alone a near-death experience. After that, we're going to have another gal, and she will be coming on. Gal lives in Nevada. And I have her on my mind. That's why I'm hesitating here. Come on, Char, call on in. And she is going to be talking to us about UFO investigation on herself. She unfortunately has had an episode where she had been marked. And she had a mark put on her body. And it's very difficult sometimes to tell the public and your doctors that something's wrong. It's like the headstone in a cemetery that says, I told you I was sick. I told you. So it's unfortunate, but that's what's happening. I might go ahead and end this session today. It looks like Char may be having trouble calling in. Let me stop this episode, and I will call right back in as soon as I can find her. All right, kids, just hold on. If I don't come back, you know we have phone problems.